episode 3, best threesome ever. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
I'm Kevin.
Welcome, sports fans.
We're going to start with the sports fans again.
We're calling people sports fans now.
That's how we're going to roll.
Very, I just did it to fuck with Nick.
This episode, we're going to talk about, you know, nerdy things and all sorts of other...
What?
I know.
And apparently sports.
Oh, shit.
Sports enter a place for sports.
Na-na-na.
Don't.
It's definitely don't. Yeah. It's definitely a deer.
Are we done quoting Scrubs yet?
Yeah, pretty much.
The answer is never.
So, speaking of Scrubs, let's talk about our sponsor, which is Waffle Time Waffles. sing the theme song. Oh, it's waffle time, waffle time. Won't you have some waffles of mine?
Remember, FDIC.
Sorry, it's, you know, New Year's.
Oh, we're a little squirrely today.
We are very squirrely.
Happy New Year, motherfuckers.
Yeah, Jesus. Happy New Year to us all. New Year of nerditry that's ahead of us. Real quick, you know, people have been asking me about our name, Best Threesome Ever, and I thought we would just take a couple moments here just to describe where we came up with the name of Best Threesome Ever. Real briefly, some history of the three of us. We all perform out at the Renaissance Festival at the Kingstocks. Come see us at the Renaissance Festival, Kingstocks. Easy to find us. We're a stage where we lock people up and publicly humiliate them, and we do various shows, and I believe it's our virgin show that we do a joke about when the person is locked up, we do a virgin joke about this is the closest this person will ever come to a three-way.
And it's funny because it's three guys.
And it's funny because it's three guys. Sometimes there's a girl involved, but not all that often.
But after we make the joke... Nick here always makes the aside best threesome ever, and then we high five as to
Eiffel Tower the person in the stocks.
Yeah. And they some people don't get it, but most people laugh anyway. So
it's basically a huge, ridiculous, nonsensical inside joke,
right? And so I think we were talking about starting the podcast.
Most of our humor,
right? We were talking about starting the podcast, and I think I threw out there that would be the awesome name for a podcast, is Best Threesome Ever, especially if it was three dudes. So,
yep.
And, you know, I don't know if it works for nerdiness, but it works for us, so.
Now that we're against all-male threesomes, if that's your bag, we're
good for you.
And that just sounds like...
The fact that you had a threesome...
This sounds like way less work than the traditional guy's fantasy of the male and two girls.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You, like, that single male has to focus. If it's just three dudes, that just sounds like a party.
5 minutes of fun, and then you're done.
I mean, yeah. The one thing I think that has to happen there is, like, you just put, like, a rocking horse on one end, and the guy at the very front just...
If you guys can see him struggle with this right now, it's fantastic.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't even remember. 2016, the year of nerdy movies.
Right.
So many things coming out, which we touched base a little bit on in the last podcast, but we definitely missed a few because there's just so goddamn many.
Well, right. Yeah, and we got off the show and we all just looked at each other and, oh my God, we forgot this!
Yeah, and real quick, I do have to make a correction that I made in the last podcast when I said that Greg Grunberg. How did I screw that up?
Gruyere.
I might be drunk from New Year still. I said he was the young Sully in Third Watch, and I was wrong.
I thought you were.
I was wrong. They look alike, but it was Ethan Aronoff that was the young Sully, and they look very similar.
They do look very similar.
I wanted to make sure I made that correction so people don't think I'm as dumb as I really am.
A lot of white people look similar.
White people all look alike. So anyways, previews that we missed last time. We have quite a few that we're going to talk about. Actually, a lot we're going to talk about. Let's start off with Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Here's my brief concern about Suicide Squad.
No, wait. Let me finish.
No, stop with Christ. The... God, stop.
So anyway, Harley Quinn, who we are all, of course, freaking out about because this is our first... you know, cinematic glimpse of a very, very popular female character who was started by the animated series. Wasn't even a comic book character. She was started by the animated series. And she became so popular that they put her in the comic books and she became a fan favorite, and you'll see three quarters of the women at conventions dressed as her at one point or another.
Yeah. Okay, I'm okay with it.
Certainly one of my favorites.
So she started out as very much a ditzy sex toy for the Joker, and she didn't have much character. But as this character has progressed, she's become stronger, she's broken off from him, she is dating Deadshot,
mm-hmm.
and she's very much become her own very strong, very admirable, even despite being a villain, very admirable character. And so my concern is that she's just going to be the ditzy sex toy, but given some of the shots that I've seen with Deadshot carrying her,
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that she'll... I'm hoping that she'll start out that way, and as the movie progresses, become the character we all currently know and love.
Awesome.
Well, and I think, from the looks of it, I think they're not... I feel you're right that they might do that, but I also feel that, just from the brief glimpse of the preview, that I think they're making her less ditzy. I mean, she still has that you know, New York kind of Bronxy ditzy voice, which
Margot Robbie, you can do nothing wrong.
But it looks, I mean, to me the preview in the movie looks awesome, and I'm not even upset that Will Smith is in it.
Oh, I'm perfectly fine with him being Deadshot.
I actually really am.
I think he has the Deadshot kind of cocky attitude down perfect.
I just hope he's not, you know, Will Smith.
I'm really excited about Killer Croc.
Right,
the natural, the real special effects makeup mixed with some facial animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm so glad they didn't do a Jar Jar Binksian CGI with, or Lizard like an Amazing Spider-Man he's, you know, a real
character.
Well,
they've come so far. And something I was watching this past week was a quick video on YouTube about all the animatronics in Star Wars, that all those like puppets or the suits that they wore, none of them were CGI. They're all, well, except for like Maz, obviously, but like the big ones, the full size ones, they were all puppets, pretty much. And that animatronics have come so far that it's that they can make such a real life character with just these animatronics.
And that's the thing, they keep talking about how far CGI has come. Look what we can do with stuff now. BB-8 is a practical effect using remote controls and magnets, and
and gave a better performance in Boner.
Christian Haydenson.
God,
Robot McRobot. But no.
I love BB-8. I'm sorry.
Male Kristen Stewart.
I'm not gonna lie. I love BB-8 more than I love R2-D2.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
He's becoming
so. Ooh, quick.
Quick aside.
I want your guys' opinion. So there's been this big hot debate on the scene in Star Wars where BB-8. Where Finn gives BB-8 the thumbs up, and BB-8 flicks out a lighter and turns it on, and judging based off of how he ejects it and his inflections of his beeps and whistles, is he giving Finn the thumbs up, or is he giving Finn the middle finger? I saw middle finger. But I think this reflects deeply into a person's character on whether they're an optimist or a pessimist. Whether you see thumbs up or whether you see middle finger.
Uh-huh.
That should replace... the rabbit or duck in that optical illusion.
Oh, yeah.
It should replace glass half full, glass half empty. Does BB-8 give the thumbs up or the middle finger?
I'm going to say thumbs up.
Yeah.
I saw middle finger.
You're a sad person.
I thought he seemed annoyed with Finn.
I would agree if it was R2-D2 that did the same thing. I would say...
For days.
If it was R2-D2, it'd definitely be the middle finger. But it's BB-8 and he seems a little bit more happy, a little bit more...
R2-D2's a sassy bitch and I love him.
Right.
And that's the thing.
And you never understand the swear words because they're always beeping them out. Fuck off.
Why did we laugh exactly the same just now? That was not okay.
Jinx. Owe me a Coke.
I'm really not sure. I'm uncomfortable. But no, my thought on it was that, yes, I think BB-8's giving him a thumbs up, but it's super sassy and sarcastic. Like, he's just like, yeah, really, but yeah.
Like it's the thumbs up, and then you finish it off with a jerk off motion.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, brainstorming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. I still think it's the thumbs up. I'm going to go thumbs up.
Okay, return to Suicide Squad.
Looks great. I'm excited for it. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, I like that. Australian nard from Divergent, which was just a horrible movie. But the guy who played kind of the lead dickhead is Captain Boomerang.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that he hates his name.
He hates the name Captain Boomerang.
I think
they very much played the kind of the similar, you know, making fun of the the title that you have inherited and don't quite like very much, Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it too late to change the name? very much like that, and I like that.
Okay.
Acknowledging the fact that it's campy, it's old, and it's quite silly. But still keeping it.
Yeah.
What do you think about Jared Leto being Joker?
I think he is trying to find... I think he's seen the perfection that is Mark Hamill's voice of the Joker.
Right.
The physicality. The awe that is...
Heath Ledger?
That is Heath Ledger's Joker. Ugh, and the campy silliness that is Jack Nicholson's Joker.
And I think he's trying to...
And I think he's trying to amalgamate all the three. Yeah.
Which
and still give it a little bit of the cholo, yeah. Which I feel is the homage to Caesar.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, in the preview, he's in it just for a smidgen. He's got like one line, and you really can't judge it. So I'm.
But it's a stellar line.
Right. I'm with you.
But it still sounds like he's trying to sound a lot like Mr. Ledger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, still, I'm withholding judgment. I'm glad that they toned down the tattoos a bit.
Yeah.
I've actually, my friend Blake and I, we have, we've discussed the only acceptable reason he has the grill is that they're fake teeth from Batman punching them out.
Yeah, that's
we will accept that.
Yeah. I'll accept that too. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm still kind of up in the air. I mean, I've never been a huge fan of Jared Leto, the actor, so I just kind of... I mean, not that he's given bad performances, I'm just not a fan.
I haven't really seen...
like, in Dallas Buyers Club, he was amazing.
I haven't really seen it. I haven't seen any of his acting work.
Dallas Buyers Club is really good. It's a sad movie.
I know
what it's about. You get really depressed watching it. But, no, he was phenomenal in that. But, so I'm just kind of... I'm kind of holding back on my... Like, if I'm going to get excited about it yet. You know, until I see it, and then either I'm going to be blown away, or I'm going to be, it was all right. Or I'll just be like, that sucked. I just hope he doesn't ruin the whole movie for me. I mean, that's my opinion, but I have a prejudice against Jared Leto.
But fair. But so far, my I'm cautiously optimistic is where I stand.
Right, yeah. I still think it's going to be a good movie, and I'm excited. Which will bring us into our next preview, speaking of Suicide Squad, Batman v Superman.
Ah, yes, the movie I expect to bomb the worst.
we're gonna defer to Kevin on the judgment.
Of my viewers know I am something of a Batman fanatic.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
I have the symbol tattooed on my body. I love Batman. He's on my keys that I'm looking at right now. And I loved Man of Steel. I think Zack Snyder knows his way around comic book lore. I think a lot of people's complaints about it come from a place of pettiness or nitpicking. But I think the guy knows how to tell a comic book story. I loved Watchmen. 300 was
great,
unmatched, and. I want it to be good so much. I want it to be good, but I'm also terrified because I see this General Zod doing this kind of weird amalgamation between Bizarro and Doomsday, and apparently Darkseid is supposed to be in it, and they've just crammed as many people in it as possible, and I'm terrified that it's going to take it's taking the second movie, but making it a third movie of the 90s. Your X-Men 3.
Right.
Too many people. Awful. Batman 3 and 4. Too many people. Awful.
Yep.
Spider-Man 3. Why did you make Spider-Man emo? I get he has a black suit now. He doesn't have to sweep his hair over his eyes and act like a salty dick.
Oh, good. He's the lead singer of Dashboard Confessional now.
I'm okay.
I'm terrified it's going to take this route, but I want it to be so good because I know a lot of people are like, Ben Affleck! But people have complained about basically every actor that's gotten the part of a character they love since the dawn of time and afterwards gone, oh, that was incredible. Like Heath Ledger when he got the Joker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody bitched. And it was outstanding. And if you watch the movie Argo, you will realize that he's not the same Ben Affleck that was in Daredevil and Reindeer Games. He's not. All he's done since getting this part is two things. Work out and read Batman comics. And if there's been time, bang hookers. Because he's still kind of Ben Affleck.
Yeah. And that's... All right, go ahead.
But I like the fact that they're kind of doing a little bit of a Dark Knight Returns thing without really doing it. It's... I have so much hope, but I'm not gonna set myself up to be let down. I will see it the night it comes out. I will hopefully love it, and if it disappoints me, it disappoints me. But I think that Zack Snyder has a good enough track record where I think the people who have been directing these trailers don't speak for him.
Yeah.
Just like hopefully, I'm sure one of the next trailers we're going to be going into soon. Fast and Furious in Space.
Yeah, we will get to that one.
We'll get to that in a second, but I'm going to now make the argument as to why you're wrong and this movie's going to bomb like a fucking lead balloon.
I don't think you can quite say that I'm wrong when I'm admitting the fact that I think there's a good chance it's going to be terrible.
There is a good chance. I think
so
there's...
don't come up swinging like, oh, you're wrong, I hate you, you stupid fan.
Stop. No, you're wrong, I hate you, you stupid fan.
All right, now tell me your opinion.
All right, my opinion. No, I actually... violently disagree with what happened.
Your hair is gone!
We had a moment. Rob took off his hat. His hair is gone.
Excellent. Now that you're off balance, I will continue my argument and therefore be on even sure footing.
Sweet Jesus. That's alarming.
Okay, so after Nick cuts all of that out. So my thing with Superman is, first of all, Man of Steel, I think the fans miss a big part of that to enjoy the fact that it was a Superman movie and it wasn't as bad as Superman Returns. So.
I don't want to talk about it. You won't. I'll be mad again.
To be fair, even Kevin Spacey phoned that role in.
Oh my God.
Which just too bad. But with Man of Steel, it was all right. I didn't hate Henry Cavill. He was fine. The actor, Michael Shannon, playing Zod, was okay. Amy Adams is so flat and boring in that movie. It pisses me off. And also, Lawrence Fishburne was surprisingly dull.
In Amy Adams' defense, early Lois Lane is kind of flat and boring. I think she's still trying to figure out where she's going to go with it to make the character a little more three-dimensional, but Lois Lane has always been a little, oh, you're Superman's boring wife and you don't really do anything besides get in trouble.
Yeah.
And so that's a hard role. It really is.
Okay. I'll accept that answer, but Henry Cavill and Michael Shannon had a chance to really knock it out of the park, and Michael Shannon just did a generic campy evil guy, and Henry Cavill tried to do a Christopher Reeve impression, and that was my opinion on it. My other big thing is that it's supposed to be sort of a gritty, realistic version of Superman, and the amount of casualties and death in the final fight scene of the movie is such a break from reality that I don't understand why you can call it a gritty and realistic...
I couldn't disagree more. I think two superpowers who are just getting their power for the first time, who have matched talent...
Essentially creating a nuclear explosion in a small city?
Very tight space... They're going to wreck house. And most of that destruction was from the Terraformer.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So I think... I couldn't disagree more.
I forgot about the Terraformer.
Most of that destruction was from the Terraformer, but all of the buildings they crashed through and stuff like that, and taking out Bruce Wayne's satellite, two people who are just... Like, Superman's had a little bit of time to train, but this is his first time fighting somebody with the same ability as him. Absolutely. It's not going to be clean. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be Dragon Ball Z where they zap out to a million square foot canyon that doesn't exist in real life to duke it out there with no casualties. Right. It's gonna fucking suck for us if two super beings have to go at it.
And I'm aware of that. My issue is the end of the film where Army goes, we've got our eye on you. Not, motherfucker, get on the ground. We're going to find everything we possibly can to put you down. If it takes a nuclear weapon to take you down, that's what we'll fucking do. But you don't belong on this Earth anymore.
But that's what I think the second one's going to be about. I think they're shocked, and right now they're in a place of, okay, don't piss him off. Let's just... He saved our lives. We're thankful for this. Let's just be cool for a minute while we figure this shit out.
All right. And now my final one, which is kind of nitpicky, but I don't care because I really dislike him as an actor. Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. What? What giant horseshit.
I hate it and love it at the same time. It's like the Mantar. Have you seen that post?
No.
Mantar, the body of a man and another body of a man. So it's like a guy on all fours, and then where his head is supposed to be is the torso of another guy. And the comment, it's a Tumblr thing, the comment is, I hate this, but I want everyone to see it.
Right, though, but it's just...
But I think we're gonna see the descent of a spoiled rich kid into madness, and I'm very excited to see where he goes with it, because we know that Jesse Eisenberg doesn't suck. He was excellent in Social Network.
Yeah.
Zombieland is incredible. So I think he's playing with us, and I'm actually excited to see what he does with this.
I really hate the red coats are coming line. What is it? The red capes
are coming.
The red capes.
Mm. Fill me with joy. maybe I'm just a 12-year-old still, but ugh.
Yeah.
I just have one question. At the beginning of Superman, Man of Steel. At the beginning, you see Clark Kent running around his front yard with the red cape on, kind of just running around. Who is he supposed to be imitating?
Himself. Generic superheroes have existed since the dawn of time.
Right, but I mean...
But the cape thing...
But I'm saying,
really
like, the cape thing,
Superman.
Like... he's imitating himself, but, like, he doesn't know that he's Superman yet, so who is he really imitating?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The cape thing...
I think it's him inventing it.
Maybe. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why he wears Don's cape later. Cause
or, you know, all the Kryptonians, they have capes. And so that could just be his... Second nature.
Yeah.
I'm a warrior.
He just instinctually knows to put on a cape?
Maybe.
Hereditary.
Wait.
Hereditary memory. We'll talk about this.
We kind of talked about it last time.
I had an idea, though. What if hereditary memory, he instinctually knows to put on the cape and then goes and is a superhero. But on Krypton, they were expected that he was going to be an opera singer. And it's really an opera cape.
I love it.
You're welcome.
But if they're all wearing capes, would that make them all opera singers or all phantoms of the opera?
I would watch that show.
Yeah.
Kind of like Gremlins Fight Club. It would have so many rules, but you would totally want to watch it.
I don't know. I just like the idea of the jockiest superhero in the world being a theater nerd, and it makes me happy on the inside.
I hate Gremlins.
What?
It's always after midnight. When are you supposed to feed them? The only time it's not after midnight is midnight. That's 0 o'clock. It is always and eternally after midnight the entire day. That is a stupid rule. Do not feed them after midnight. Shut your fucking mouth. Does it just end at dawn?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's stupid.
It's implied.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah.
Whatever. The second one was awesome when the brainy one and the... Oh, God.
Fuck Gizmo.
I love Gremlins 2. The kid in me, the 12-year-old in me, just loves Gremlin 2. Ugh.
Moving on.
My personal opinion about Batman v Superman.
Wish Judge Reinhold was in more movies.
Is
he still alive?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
good.
Yes. He was in the Santa Claus.
He was.
Yeah, but
that was like
15 years ago.
That was 20 years ago, actually.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, it's 2016. That would have been...
Yeah, that's right.
You're getting old.
That's right.
Chicks. Ah, damn it. My opinion about Batman v Superman, I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't want it to suck. It probably will. But I want it to be good because I don't want to fall victim to the hatred of Ben Affleck as Batman. And I agree. His acting is not what it used to be. It's a lot better. But I just...
Shoot, I have to be Henry VIII in 5 minutes. Hello. Got it.
Talent's ready. So I'm going to go, I'll clearly go see it. I'm not super excited to see it.
I'll see it, but I'm going to sit, like, in the middle of the cross two of you,
arm,
just like...
Cross-arm. Like, me. Just, I don't like that Batman has a Russian hat on. I don't like that Superman looks like an emperor.
Yeah, no, exactly, yeah. You're absolutely right. I'm going to be the grinchiest motherfucker in the room, and I'm okay with it.
I'm just gonna go in going, it'll be what it will be, and either I'll like it, I'll hate it, whatever. But moving on. Another preview, one that I know that I'm excited about, and I think we all here are excited about, is Deadpool.
Yeah! Oh.
That
was not okay.
Beat you to it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I was not a Deadpool fan until the game came out. Until the Deadpool game came out, I started playing it because I just didn't like. I was like, "What's this?"
All right.
I didn't understand like the whole campiness of Deadpool, and like I was just like, "I don't get it." And then I got the game. I was like, "Oh, this ought to be fun." And then I fell in love with Deadpool, the character, after I've learned more about Deadpool himself, and because my first real experience with Deadpool, besides briefly seeing him in the comic, was the brief version of him in that crappy X-Men movie.
I
want to talk about it. Where, I mean, granted, it's Ryan Reynolds, who I love, but at the same time, it's just.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't. It just.
It was
him
in the beginning when he was Deadpoolian,
right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the movie, when it was some bullshit, they replaced him with some martial arts guy until the very end, when he because it was like shh.
Yeah, and that.
Which is the only time in the movie after after Wolverine gets his claws. Or gets his adamantium, does Deadpool seem at all like Deadpool? It's the only time.
Right, and they don't even, I mean, they explain where he got his adamantium, but they didn't explain how he got, like, Nightcrawler's telepath.
Well, they do. He's the Deadpool project. He's the amalgamation. They take these powers and they basically infuse it into him.
Well, I guess I missed that because I was just so bored with the movie.
Oh my god, it was awful.
Yeah. But I think
clearly the worst.
And I think casting Ryan Reynolds in this role was brilliant. I don't think anybody else could have done
it.
I love that he pokes fun at himself. I love that he pokes fun at Green Lantern. I don't want to talk about it.
Yep.
And
oh god.
It just gives me a headache. But no, I sometimes get a little hipstery about Deadpool because I used to collect a bunch of Deadpool comics before anybody knew who the fuck he was.
Right.
You know, back from the days when McFarlane was penning it too.
Right.
This amazing comic, which is still one of my favorite comics ever written, and it's I think it's actually called Attack of the Clones or something like that, but it's before Star Wars even came out.
Okay.
But it was it wasn't Arcade, it was somebody else, but he makes a bunch of clones of old shitty dead superheroes and villains,
mm-hmm,
who just got off by their own ineptitude, and Deadpool has to fight them all.
Right.
And he of course wins and beats them. The final the final scene is he cloned three copies of Gwen Stacy to be his personal servants.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Yeah, it was neat. And the climax of the comic was he had cloned Aunt May and Ben Parker. And Deadpool walks in on them doing it, and he just shoots them until there's nothing left.
Oh, okay.
And it's I'll find it. I know I still have it. It is an absolutely fantastic comic. Brilliantly written, hilarious.
It's a Deadpool comic.
Deadpool at his absolute finest.
Sure. No, and that's fine. And you know, yes, I guess you are being a bit of a hipster, but thank God you wore those glasses today.
I'm wearing dark horn rim glasses, guys. You can't see because this isn't a video, and thank God because I look like the back of an asshole today. It's Saturday after New Year's. I didn't want to present myself.
Right. No, that's fair. I don't, you know, I'm really, really excited for Deadpool, but I'm more excited for Negasonic Teenage Warhead because we got the second trailer dropped on Christmas, and oh my god, we got our first glimpse of her.
She's perfect.
She is perfect.
And I like the new guy that got to play Colossus much better than Blondie McBorrington from
the X-Men
movies.
Yeah, that's fair.
Guy is much more Colossus.
Yes, he is.
But go watch the trailer. It's so good because she's perfect.
Yeah.
It's this perfect mix of just, you know, blasé, I don't give a fuck nihilist teenager into awesome superhero.
Basically a walking Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, I love his line too. I pity the guy who pressures her into prom sex.
Nice. Well, of course, we'll post all of the previews that we talk about.
Oh, yeah.
In the thing.
And this one's important.
I'll post the Red Band trailer. I think that one's the best one.
Yeah, it's the red one. It's the Red Band.
Moving on.
Next is The Fast and the Trekkies.
Sure.
The Fast and the...
Star Trek.
The Trek and the Furious. The Trek and the Trekkies. Two Trek, Two Furious.
Two Trek, Two Trekkie.
It looks so stupid, guys. And now this could just be the fact that they're trying to play it up to a larger audience. And even Simon Pegg, the man who wrote the damn movie, saw the trailer and was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. I think here's my opinion on it. I think after the fans just sort of revolted against Into Darkness, I think somebody at the studio went, okay, we need to show nothing that is like Star Trek because they hated that.
Gross overcorrection.
Yeah,
is
right.
What it was.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was.
And I love Simon Pegg so much. I really do. And I hope it's not as bad as it looks, but I it will be.
I will save my pessimism until we get another trailer, actually, because I don't think we have enough to go on yet.
Yeah, but still, I look at it and just go, ugh.
I mean, that is your first impression, is the first trailer.
I know.
Right. It should be good.
Like, the first trailer for Star Wars filled me with wonder and excitement and boners for days.
Right.
Yeah. But it helped that, you know, Harrison Ford popped up at the end and went,
oh my God.
Chewie, we're home.
So no, not, the first not in the first
oh,
one.
Oh, not the first
the,
one.
The first
oh, that's
one
right,
ended with
yeah.
Kylo Ren's goofy fucking cross guard lifesaver.
And you,
lifesaver.
And you were still
And then it
like
ended with the Millennium Falcon flying over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
God. Rumble.
That movie was still good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh,
yeah,
so that's all I think we really have on that subject.
Suck.
I'm excited for it. I hope it works out. I'm excited to see Star Trek, but I'm not gonna be too. I'm not worried about the trailer yet. Is the answer?
Hmm?
I'm sorry. I'm still staring at Gianna Michaels' boobs.
Right. I think it's gonna just suck. It's just gonna suck. Okay, now you got Kevin staring about thinking about boobs.
Yeah, but you can look at boobs too. It's
oh,
fun.
I love boobs.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, speaking of boobs, and two is in the next one. Independence Day 2.
Yes.
No.
All right. Go ahead. And
I just Independence Day to me is not a movie that you fucking film a sequel to. It would be like Mars Attacks 2. You know,
I want to see Mars Attacks 2.
Oh God, yeah. And I want Jack Nicholson to be a grizzled old ex-president who still hears voices in his head from the Martians, kind of like Bill Pullman in this movie.
Oh my God, right?
Right?
Yeah, but I just, to me, Independence Day was not a movie you make a sequel to. There's no point. There's no, you've already done it. I don't care if they're fucking hiding somewhere in some foreign fucking whatever.
It definitely looks like it suffers from Roland Emmerich disease, which is just grand scale destruction of a ridiculous nature. And
yeah.
It does look as though it includes some very Michael Bay-ish, like Transformers 2 and 3,
yeah.
Explosion
alien
stuff.
Brom stuff.
Oh,
you know? Yeah,
okay.
That being said, I still can't fucking wait, Jeff Goldblum.
Right! God. I'm also really, really, really hoping that because of Star Wars and because of all the other big movies that are coming out, that they somehow got Will Smith snuck into the studio and nobody noticed, and he gets a small cameo at the end, and they're like, "I wasn't dead. They fucking kidnapped me." That would be nice.
Well, I think that the
I would like that.
I think that the young black male pilot.
Is
definitely
son.
Supposed to be his son.
Yeah,
I imagine that's true. and
stepson, whatever.
Well, yeah. Whatever. That said, I think they also could have gotten the real actor, and they didn't. So,
you mean the kid who actually
played?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's still acting. He's quite good, in fact. I'll find him.
Then that's actually super depressing, then.
Yeah.
They definitely should have gotten him.
Yeah, right. You're welcome.
Right. Why wouldn't they do that?
You're welcome.
Maybe he's not old enough.
Because it kind of looks like they got somebody who
would totally be old enough.
And that makes
he would be.
Sense.
Here's the thing.
He would be old enough. He'd be 20-some years old.
Yeah, the kid in Independence Day plays Will Smith's son in Independence Day and his cousin in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because he played Little Nicky.
He was Little Nicky,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah. You're welcome, by the way.
He was.
I'm looking up the actor right now to find him.
Did I see a Hemsworth? Is that
the
attractive blonde?
I saw a Hemsworth
as
well.
Is that Hemsworth who isn't Thor?
Yeah, I think that's
Gale.
The not Thor Hemsworth.
Gale.
Yeah.
The Mockingbird, Mockingjay.
Whatever.
Hemsworth. I don't know that I want to admit this, but I will. I loved Independence Day. Like, I saw that movie so many times in the theater. I thought it was a great. I don't know. I got super excited about it. Loved it. Bill Pullman's little Independence Day speech. You know, is one of those ones that I just feel
it's
greatest of all time.
Right, gives you the chills. You know, it's like Any Given Sunday's Al Pacino's little
when
speech
they were,
in Any Given
when they
Sunday.
Were doing the echo of it in the trailer. I still got goosebumpies.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. It's a great speech.
By the way, the kid is Ross Bagley, and he would be 27.
No, he would be perfect age.
Yeah.
Be perfectly fine age.
There's no picture of him. I'll find one, though.
I can't even.
I want it so hard. It looks like it's going to be an overblown, overproduced piece of crap, and I love that idea. That's exactly what that movie should be, because Independence Day itself was also an overblown, overproduced
but it was great
film.
And it was perfect. It was perfect.
It's good. It's perfect for what it is, which is a great popcorn movie. Let's not pretend like it's great cinema.
I didn't say it was great cinema. It's just a good movie. Like a movie that I can sit down and watch over and over and over again and enjoy it every single time.
Right.
And not get bored with it.
Yeah, a movie doesn't have to be goddamn Citizen Kane to be perfect. And
no,
to be honest, I've seen Citizen Kane. It's boring as shit.
Rosebud.
It was the sled from when he was a kid. There, it just saved you two boobless
hours.
Ah,
nice. If it isn't Scrubs, it's Family Guy. Yeah,
of course.
Right.
I Met Your Mother, let's be real. We're ridiculous human beings.
A little bit, yeah.
It was... I'm done with Independence Day, too.
Really?
I don't want to. I don't even want to. It just hurts. It hurts my soul. I mean, I'll see it probably because I'll be bored one day and have nothing better to do. I'll see it. But
so there is one more topic I'd like to touch base on before we get into George Lucas being a
there's one more movie we have to
bitch.
Talk about too.
Well, which one?
Warcraft.
Oh yeah. By the way, real quick,
what are you looking at?
Why did they get him to do it?
I know. Let me see. Picture of Ross Bagley, the kid who played the kid from Independence Day. And he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks perfect.
Like he's in well shape.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Whatever.
He looks perfect.
Bad form.
Right. Right. He would be perfect.
Okay, so Warcraft.
Warcraft. I have no opinions on this movie, actually.
I really wish I did. No idea how to feel about it because I played World of Warcraft obsessively for a long, long time, and I like the fact that they have a hot orc who's supposed to be what's her face, Kensington. I don't remember.
Right, right.
But there's the half orc, half something. Anyway.
Yeah.
But no, it's they look like they're stealing a lot from Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
But Warcraft does in general.
But Warcraft does anyways.
But I mean, just the way they're stylizing it is very... It's like they took Lord of the Rings and gave it every J.J. Abrams lens flare, pumped it up to 1,000, and put it on Naboo.
Yeah, and I still want it.
When I found out that Phasma's armor was made from salvaged scrap from the Nubian.
Nubian? You mean Naboo? The Nabooan? The Nabooite? Starship,
Nubian.
Yeah.
Nubian.
It's Nubian?
It's Nubian.
What's a Nubian?
Right? Shut the fuck up!
Thank you. Oh, God.
Oh, what a great movie. But yeah, and that's actually how it's said, Nubian.
It is.
Watch it.
It is. True story.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Who, it's terrifying, but okay.
Who, what, who, I'm sorry, I missed the...
Captain Phasma. Her armor was made from salvaged metal from the
Nubian starship.
Palpatine's
from
Nubian
Palpatine's
starship.
Right. I have a, why did they make such a big deal about that character?
I
don't
because
know.
Because it's like such a small part. All she did was walk around menacing a couple times, and then that was it.
Right now, she's kind of the new Boba Fett. Where everybody yeah. makes a big deal out of a character who's in Star Wars for 10 seconds and then got his ass kicked by a stick.
Yeah.
But I think they're not going to make the same mistake. I think she has more to do.
I certainly hope she
And we
she
talked
has
about this in the
do.
Last podcast. I think she's going to have I think she's going to have more in the next one.
I don't think we really talked about Captain Phasma, really.
We touched base on the fact that she was barely in it, my disappointment, but I think there's going to be more of her.
I hope
but,
so.
No, Warcraft looks like a movie. I'll see it. Probably not opening night, but I'll get around to it
yeah,
at some point.
I'll probably, yeah. I'll be honest, I'll probably red box it. I've never
yeah.
really played Warcraft. And I have a feeling, as I'm sitting there watching the movie, all I'm going to think about is every single, like, Family Guy or South Park, you know, making fun of thing that they did with it. I'm just going to keep thinking about that and while I'm watching the movie, and I don't know.
Which is what I think you should do. So, one more thing, and this is back to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
The newly released photos of Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange.
Right?
I want to know how in a Marvel Cinematic Universe, when they have not touched base on any magic outside of Scarlet Witch, which was given to her by science, how they're going to do it.
I don't know.
Because I don't see a guy who communes with demons as being well-favored by... a lot of people who are taking their children to this movie, especially since people who have such a boner for Captain America and his line about God in the first Avengers movie.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see what they do with it. I hope it's something good. I kind of hope that they explain away the magic, actually.
Because
I think it's necessary for this more realistic and grounded Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Because my only thought is it has to do something with another realm. Because obviously in Asgard they basically have magic.
Yeah.
And that's the closest we get. But Doctor Strange has more of a real life. I don't want to say real life, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like our world view of magic and
yes,
demonology and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I'm really, really, really hoping that what he gets is sort of a more realistic touch.
But have you seen the shot of him actually? He's casting the same type
yeah.
of rune that he does in the comic. And that actually makes me feel like Scarlet Witch is now being cheated. Because she has basically the same power he does, just not
yeah.
as good.
Right.
But better in some ways. But
well,
it's all
better,
chaos.
But
it's all
chaos
called chaos magic.
Magic. Yeah.
And now that hers has just been chopped up to a science experiment.
Right.
I feel like she kind of got cheated a bit. So unless he... Like, I'm kind of hoping like he takes her under his wing and teaches her like real magic. And I think
yes,
maybe goes
I hope
somewhere.
So.
Like, I want her to be...
Yes, I hope so, but I also would really like it if Doctor Strange uses the mystical arts of the universe by applying the scientific method.
Like in Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Kinda, yeah.
Which
but
I didn't hate that movie, actually.
I know you didn't hate that movie. I still don't understand. But they could do it right in Marvel.
I don't think they'll bring the demon thing into it because it's Disney. And
but that's him.
I know it is.
That's who you
I'm well aware, but it's still a Disney product and they still gotta keep their cleanish name.
Clean since when? Because
yeah.
they look at Fantasia.
Yeah.
Fucking Beelzebub, man. And the naked people.
Oh yeah, there was naked people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they
that was
naked people.
It was written with the made in what the 50s
19 dickities
yeah 19 odd something 19
dickities
19 odd something
Kaiser stole our word 20 I'm gonna chase him for odd dickity 3 miles
it's diggity
dickity
dickity dickity yeah.
I will call Sean Beveridge and you guys can have that argument and it'll be fun to watch.
Cool.
Awesome.
Alright. Glad we agree. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about Doctor Strange, so I really have no comment.
I don't either. That said, I still...
He looked good, though.
He looks great. He looks perfect, in fact. And the difference between a lot of the photoshopped images of Benedict Cumberbatch and the actual images are so insignificant. It is dickety. No. Sean Beveridge, you lied to me.
Boom! I hope you're listening right now. I was right. Ha!
Son of a bitch. Anyways, no, the images, but the Photoshop fan images we got for a few months there versus the real one, there's almost no difference. And I really, really, really like that.
It's almost like they saw that and went, this is what people want. We should do that. And that's really weird and refreshing.
That's bullshit. No Hollywood studio has ever said that, sir. Come on. Not even Lucasfilms. And that was an amazing movie. Hence, they still didn't say that.
Hence my amusement right now. The fact that they look exactly like it.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I'm very excited for it. It looks great. And, God. All right, I think we need to move on past.
All right, so on to our final subject. George Lucas being a gigantic twat burger about Star Wars. He apparently didn't like it. I'm sure some of you have seen the article now. He said he didn't like the fact that it was an homage, and he didn't like that it felt like a throwback. He didn't like all of the old stuff. He thinks that it should keep progressing, and each movie should be new and different, and that's total bullshit.
Yeah.
George, you don't know your way around a movie at all. You can tell a beautiful story. Your characters and your storytelling are wonderful, but your execution is horrible. That's why the best one of the original trilogy is the one you didn't have your hands on.
Mm-hmm. Empire.
Yep. Thank God for that.
And if you want to be salty about the fact that we like this movie better than yours, go ahead.
Yeah.
But that whole Star Wars is your... they're your kids. Well, you have treated them like an overbearing helicopter parent. Where they've never been good enough for you, even though the original trilogy were an A+ in a C- world. But no, you had to keep changing things. You had to keep telling them they weren't good enough for you. Oh, well, you could do this better. You could do this better. You're not good enough. How are you going to get into Harvard? If they're your kids, somebody call fucking social services, and I'm glad they did. And gave it to somebody who cares.
Yeah.
Which, and to me, it makes him a bigger douchebag of the fact that at first, when they were still filming and the movie hadn't come out yet, he was like, oh, they're doing great, you know, and they...
I'm very excited to see them.
I'm happy to see what they're doing with the story. And he was all... Yeah, he was all excited about it. And
I'm gonna go into the movie like everyone else as a fan, and I'm going to watch it. I haven't seen any of it yet. I'm going to go see it, and I'm really excited. Bullshit. God damn it. Lucas. Fuck you.
And that's what... And to me, it almost seems like when he sold Star Wars and all that stuff, like, he was so high on his horse about it. Like, I created this masterpiece, and I dare you... I triple dog dare you to make something better. Like, they didn't think they could do it. He didn't think... While he thought Disney could certainly sell the product, he just felt that it would never be... Because he's so... out there in almost like a Prince sort of way, Prince the performer, because he's fucking nuts, that he just triple dog dared them to make a great product. And they did.
And J.J. Abrams walked up, whipped out his dick, and did.
Right, exactly. And George is now like, oh, it's not... it's not as good as mine.
It's not Star Wars. It's not Star Wars.
You sell your product and you tell the world that everything that we loved, all the stories and all the other shit, is no more longer in canon, and you allow them to change everything, you have no right to bitch. You can say you don't like it, fine, whatever, and yeah, you're entitled to your opinion, but don't sit there and just badmouth the shit out of it. I mean, it's like, I just boil it down to he's jealous. I mean, this movie made, what, it's $4 billion now?
And it's been out for 2 weeks, and it's already beaten the entire box office standings of Titanic, the second most highest grossing movie in the world.
Right.
Of all time, and it's about to, and it's about to crush Avatar.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It'll crush Avatar, hands down. Billions of dollars. I mean,
it's already, what, a couple hundred million, if that, from doing it?
Like,
I think it's like
yeah.
point... $2 million from beating.
Yeah, opening weekend, $1 billion. That worldwide, that blows my mind.
Yeah,
wow.
By the way, the line that really pisses me off most about that George Lucas mm-hmm. article, it's that he was, because he was talking to Charlie Rose, and he said he sold his kids to the white slavers. That's what he
did say that. But he retracted that statement.
He did retract that statement. That doesn't change the fact that he said it and the fact that he was butthurt about
this
it.
This is the same guy who basically made the world's most stereotypical armies based off of China and Africa in the Gungans
and
the Trade Federation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then,
I don't care
I was
about
using...
the Nazis. You can make fun of the Nazis. I'm like, fuck them.
You mean
but no, the Gungans.
You mean the 4.5 million
you
German
can be
citizens
Gungan
and the oh, they have ceased all communications. Really? That's not racist as fuck, George Lucas. Screw you.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
and I like the fact that these new movies actually had other races, like, and I mean, like, of humans besides just white and black. We got Asians and a lot of them. We had
Irish.
We had fucking Irish. we had a main character who's Hispanic, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, God, I love Poe. I love his just sassy Hispanic, like Puerto Rican Brooklyn
accent thing.
So how do we do it? You talk first.
I talk first.
I love him.
It was just a great opening to the movie.
Yeah.
By the way, how do we feel about Oscar Isaac being essentially the new Han Solo? Poe Dameron's the new Han Solo. I think that's exactly who he is.
Han Solo mixed with a little bit of Wedge Antilles. Just for,
I think he's a.
Just,
I think
just
he's
for good luck.
Yeah. I think he's like a conglomeration of Han, Luke, and Wedge. Kind of. I think he's kind of and I'm okay with it.
He's Lone Star.
Yeah, he is.
He's Lone Star.
He is Lone Star. Totally is Lone Star.
Fucking A. Bill Pullman, you're my hero.
He's a Hispanic, Lone Star.
I'm going to say right now, Bill Pullman's my spirit animal.
I'm okay with it.
And that makes Greg Grunberg barf.
It does. Totally does.
I
should watch Spaceballs again.
Oh, I should totally watch Spaceballs again.
Right?
George Lucas.
George Lucas, seriously.
We had so much respect for you for giving up the reins and letting them do what they did.
And the thing is, you said for 2 years, it was time to let someone else, you know, take over and tell a story in the universe. I had to be done because I couldn't do it again. I couldn't go back.
You had to act a damn fool.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Just shit on all of your fans.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Well done, buddy.
I chalk it up to he's just still just
and you know, so jealous.
And you know he's getting fucking kickbacks for this movie.
Oh yeah, he's making a shit ton off of this movie, and you know he is because his name's in the fucking credits.
Right,
because
they're based off of his characters.
Yeah, so based on characters by George Lucas. It says so right in the credits, and he's getting money for this. I don't know why the fuck is he
royalties. Because he probably sold the product, and then he probably sold it, but he still sold it with royalty rights that he still gets money from them using his characters. Which is a good reason to kill off one of them. I mean, other than Harrison Ford probably wanted them to kill off one, but then you pay less royalties because one of them's gone.
Yeah, but that...
And by the way, if you watch the first preview...
He owns the word droid.
He does own
it. Every time you buy a Motorola or HTC droid...
He gets money for
that. I'm aware. If you watch,
he owns that word.
If you watch any commercial with when they are selling droids in the print down below, it says
droid.
Yeah, droid is a product of Lucas.
Like he gets like a nickel every time somebody uses that ringtone.
Yeah. I think already we have to owe him like $5 from this
for podcast. Just saying that.
Yeah.
Just talking about it, I'm sure we're gonna get a suit.
I was gonna say in the first preview, I went back and watched the previews again. The first preview of Star Wars, when it's Luke talking, you know, the Force wrong strong in my family. I have it, my sister has it, you have it. And there's that scene with the lightsaber obviously being handed. Well, not obviously, but being handed to Leia. If you watch it, that's Maz's hand handing it to Leia.
Well, there are actually in the trailers. There's a lot of things in those trailers that didn't make it into the movie.
Well, I wonder if that's something later, though. I wonder if that might be. I mean,
but like things that were supposed to be in the movie and then weren't.
Right. Well, the scene with
or an entire fucking character, Constable. What's his name? Constable something. He even had a toy, for crying out loud. Like, there's a toy for Force Unleashed for this character that wasn't in the movie because they cut him out.
Really?
It's Constable something. He was supposed to be on Jakku. Just Google Star Wars Constable and he'll come up. I can't remember his name for the Star life of me right now. I'm totally Constable? Blanking. Constable, it was like Lorenzo.
Constable Zuvu?
Yeah.
Zuvio?
Zuvio.
Rufio.
Oh, look at that guy.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a toy and everything.
He does have a toy.
Speaking of super racist characters.
Right.
Jesus.
He looks like a...
Well, we haven't heard him talk, so we don't know what...
No, but just by looking at him, I go,
Just because he has the Raiden-style helmet? I mean, he is in the desert, and it would provide you much
more shade. And that's fine. But then we...
Seeing as how we haven't seen or heard any characterization, yeah. I can't say it's a racist character.
You're right.
I can't make that stretch yet. But then again, maybe it wasn't. That's why they cut him.
Maybe. It looks like he was in like...
That's what George Lucas did when he was on set.
Maybe he stuck that character in there. He's I need some racism in here. Just go up this hat and be like, oh, Ching Chong Finn, what you do here? And Jay was like, who's this son of a bitch? Get him out of here. I already made a toy of him. Ha, dick. This is all speculation.
Oh god, I love that idea though. There's something really pleasing in my mind about George Lucas bum rushing the fucking set just so he could sneak in some racist fucking character. It sounds amazing.
Is it a racist character, or is he being playing a stereotype off? He's not really racist. I mean, George Lucas would be racist, but...
George Lucas... Oh, a stereotype.
By playing a
stereotypical character, yeah. Yes. Yeah, but just slipping that in and all of the... Oh, God, that'd be beautiful. I would love that. I want that to be the real story.
It's almost poetry.
Yeah. The only way I think it could be better and probably more accurate is if he had tried to slip Jar Jar in.
No Jar Jar. And what was that about fucking Anakin was supposed to be in this movie? And
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, the concept stuff looked really fucking cool.
How was he supposed to be in this movie?
But I'm torn. Because now, basically, it was going to be Anakin Skywalker coming to Kylo Ren in spirit form. And every time his face would hit his spirit, he'd be more like shadowy, basically a Sith ghost, which would completely undo the light side spirit version of Anakin. And that would annoy me. And this is where I'm torn. That would annoy me. But at the same time, every time his face hit shadow, it would look like Darth Vader.
And it would be very sort of robotic and
yeah, but like you would still see like an evil version of like Anakin before he got cut up in Episode 3. But then every time he hit shadows, it would look like Darth Vader.
Nice. And, I love that idea.
The concept was beautiful, but it also would have undone everything at the end of Jedi, and they just realized that they couldn't do it. But it sounded just metal as fuck.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Yeah, no, it's great. I'm trying to find a photo. I can't find one yet.
And that would have been forgivable if he had been split into two spirits.
Oh, sure.
And if they had kept old Jankity Anakin.
Old Jankity Anakin.
For the end of Jedi, and then make Hayden Christensen Anakin for Kylo Ren's.
Sure.
Right.
Awesome.
I still have And speaking of Anakin,
but on the downside, that would have been another nod to the prequels being canon, and that sucks.
Right. That said, there are quite a few references in the movie already.
There were a couple, and people who say that the clone army thing
is a reference? It's not.
Because they talk about the Clone Wars in episode four. That's why they had it in the first place.
Yeah. Right.
That's where it came from, is episode four. Right. So that's not an aside to the prequels.
Right.
If anything, it's just an aside to New Hope. Boom.
Right. There you go. But the word Sith never comes up until the prequels, and Maz says, the dark side has had many faces. The Sith, the Empire, the First Order, yada, yada, yada. Which I thought was awesome, by the way. So, yes, there is at least one reference, but there's several.
Well, to say the Sith didn't come about until the prequels is true only for the movies. The word Sith was created long before the prequels came about.
Right.
I mean, Darth Vader was always a Sith Lord, and that was just kind of...
But that was all in the books and all that, so...
Right, and that was before the prequels, so that's why I feel that the prequels, I mean, there wasn't really... If you wanted to put, like, the people that didn't read the books, if you wanted to say that they didn't hear the word Sith until the movies, then fine. Because they didn't. I mean, they didn't because they didn't have a word for it until the books. So, I guess I don't know. I'm just not a prequel hater. I mean, they weren't great, but I didn't...
I don't hate them.
I don't hate them either.
I
don't like them a particular much, but I don't hate them. I will still rewatch them.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll enjoy parts of each of them. And
mainly the fighting Jedi.
The majority of three. And when Yoda, you know, lays his Jack Webb and puts his thing down.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
I was going to say
Men in Black 1 reference.
Yeah, it was.
I was going to say, too, my other problem with the Anakin thing was when they put him in the end of Return of the Jedi, like, they put...
Hayden Christensen. Christian Haydenson.
Whatever his name is. What the fuck? The dude that played the young Anakin.
Right.
They put him at the end when Luke's standing there and he sees the three. And I get why they did, but, like... Why would they put him in the same clothes? Because he never wore that fucking outfit.
And, like, Luke wouldn't recognize him.
No.
He'd be like, who the fuck is this guy?
Right. They'd be like, who is this dude? I've never, they don't have photos, apparently, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
They do. It's just all on computers.
He never saw a picture of his father, so how would he know? How does he know that that's his father? I guess he could assume... Or he'd just be like, who's this? Who'd you bring to the party? Who's this guy you brought to the party, Ben? Seriously.
Which, like, is there just, like, a gaping hole in history records at this point in time? Just nobody pick up a future book in Star Wars? Because it's like, I thought this was all a myth. How could any of this happen? This is only, like, 60 years ago.
Right.
30. Since Return of the Jedi.
Well, but when you talk about the Jedi and the Sith and all that stuff, like, the Jedi were a force to be reckoned with not that long ago.
Yeah.
Like, as long as it's been since World War II, and we don't think of, you know, Schindler as a myth.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe, well, and maybe because she's been on Jakku, because maybe they don't have, like, books or...
And I think the answer is the Outer Rim planets don't get the shit that the rest of the universe does.
Right, if she was in the middle of Coruscant and was a scrapper on Coruscant, I'm sure that it would be completely different. She'd know all about the Jedi, and I'm sure she'd probably be hanging out at the Jedi Temple.
So what you're saying is that Jakku is the Mississippi of space.
Yep.
That makes sense. I like it.
No, it's the Alabama. Mississippi stills along a major river in this country. Alabama is in Nowheresville.
But Mississippi is like...
Yeah, but I still know a lot. Like, I can name people from Alabama. I don't know a single person who's ever been to or likes Mississippi. There's literally nothing there to do. At least Alabama is talked about.
All right, fine enough. Fine. Fair enough.
And Mississippi makes Alabama look great.
Yeah.
Without Mississippi, then Alabama would be like the worst state. Just saying.
Yeah, all Mississippi gets is our runoff.
He's got a point.
I would like to apologize to anyone from Mississippi for my statement. That really sucks that you're in Mississippi.
I did, however, find a really badass picture, concept art of Luke Skywalker in his old Jedi ways. He's got his hair up in a bun and the beard and shit.
Are you saying Luke Skywalker looks like a hipster?
Oh my god, no. He looks
like an evil hipster.
No, he looks...
He looks like Putin in those "What if these presidential people had man buns. That's what he looks like. I don't like the man bun.
No, he never looks like Mark Hamill showed up in the the Age of the Samurai. That's what he looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Or if, what was that movie? The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise, which I thought was a great movie.
That was actually a fairly decent movie.
But every time I watch it, Ronin
with Keanu Reeves, which sucked dick.
Right.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
But that other movie he was in,
47 Ronin? Yeah, that's the one that Keanu Reeves was in, where he was terrible.
It was awful.
It was bad. Just the worst.
Maybe I'm thinking of something different.
Are you thinking of...
the one where like he kills himself at the end, or they all have to kill themselves, and they all...
Yeah. It's an old story, the 47 Ronin. Yeah. It's been done beautifully many times.
It was...
But then they did it with Keanu Reeves.
I like the story, though.
And a dragon lady.
Right.
Yeah.
I like the story. The story was good. But anyways, every time I watch The Last Samurai, all I think of is Star Wars. I just want them all to have lightsabers.
Yeah, the lady who did the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's hearing you guys whisper on the...
They will when it goes through the level later.
Your mom.
That was stupid.
So yeah.
I've literally been sitting here...
Looking at boobs.
Looking at boobs, yeah. Listening and looking at boobs.
Time. The entire time. He has. Time. I can verify this.
Yeah.
Boobs. Oh, fantastic.
Right. Yeah. I particularly enjoyed this picture.
I thought you would.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else we need to...
I don't know. Maybe
talk about nerd-wise?
I mean, there are plenty of things we can talk about nerd-wise.
Well, anything in this particular...
But, I mean, I think that was it for our list for this round.
I think it was. That means I have to create a new list? Shit.
Yeah.
And look, we might actually get a show that's under an hour.
Holy crap. No, he's actually not kidding.
I'm not kidding. Well, after I edit stuff out, it'll probably be around an hour. Which is
what our goal was in the first place.
But I think the first two we had a lot to talk about, a lot to get out.
Yeah, because we'd just seen it, so we had...
And we are trying to get to a bi-monthly podcast instead of a monthly podcast, so that's why.
And I think an hour makes more sense for bi-monthly.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes, we will be doing a bi-monthly podcast. Again, you can find us on Facebook. Please find us on Facebook, like us, listen to our podcast, obviously.
Yes, best threesome ever with three spelled with the number, not the word.
Yeah.
Because Nick is a 14-year-old girl.
Amen. I'm trying to relate to the audience of
that.
You mean that sounded horrible?
You mean our friends who are all in their 20s and 30s?
Yes. I can't even. I've been sick for the past few days, so like my brain is totally in like swampland. I'm just like
YOLO.
Oh.
What? I'm trying to relate to, apparently.
Well, gosh, tune in next time, guys.
It's going to be super swell.
It's going to be super duper. Yeah. You know.
Golly gee, am I super excited for our next episode.
Once again, this is Kevin.
I'm Rob.
This is Nick. And we will see you next time, or not see you. God, I got to shut up.
Views held here by the nerds of Best Threesome Ever do not necessarily reflect the views of men everywhere.